Ben and Kelly, good morning. 99.7 EJX. Hi there, Kelly K.
Hello.
Weekend good?
Yeah, busy. But yes, a lot of fun. Had a party, cookies, ornaments, craziness. Stayed up till 2:45. Had friends in from out of town, from across the country.
Last night you stayed up that late?
Oh, no. This is Saturday night. And then, yeah, so friends flew in from across the country, stayed here, and surprised some of our other friends, which was pretty awesome.
Nice.
Yeah, so it was great. It was a lot of fun, but still kind of recovering.
Were any bad decisions made?
Oh, lots of bad decisions. Really tasty, though. Tasty bad decisions.
Oh, you ate too much.
No. I made this really great cocktail. It's cranberry ginger ale with Korbel rosé and frozen berries.
Okay. That sounds good.
But you can drink a lot of it.
It was going down a little too easy.
Real easy.
Man.
How about you?
Yes, a busy weekend. Went into Columbus, Ohio. My wife had like 6 gigs over the weekend, and it started on Saturday night. It started literally on Saturday and didn't end until last night at about 8:30.
Oh gosh! And then you had to drive back.
Yep. Exactly. So I got in last night at probably about 12.
Oh gosh!
And but it was it was at a bar on Saturday, and then she did like 4 gigs on Sunday, but my daughters, they danced, and there was like some holiday concert, which was pretty cool. I made a huge mistake, which I'll tell you about a little bit later in the show.
Oh, good. More Ben therapy. We get to work it out. What a fun day.
and it's funny because like my father-in-law, we go in and I feel like he waits until I get there to his house to have a cocktail. Like I don't think he has cocktails until I actually come around, because then when I do, he's like, "Hey, I've been meaning to try this." And then he's just like,
"You're gonna try it with me."
I know, and you're gonna, and then, well, it'd be, and then no, he makes it and he gives it to me, and then he's like, "Well, it'd be." It'd be silly for you to drink alone. All right. And then, and so, I mean, that's how it kind of starts. And again,
sure.
Yeah, it's definitely one of those where people are already in the whole, all right, you know what? There's nothing happening until 2024.
Right.
So we're just going to go ahead and live that way.
Live in the moment. Go for it. Make the bad decisions.
Eat the things, drink the things.
Yes.
Stay up late, do the things, and, and yeah, have some memories. So.
Whoever laughs first loses. It's You Laugh, You Lose. Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX.
All right, the trumpets mean it's time for You Laugh, You Lose, the game where Kelly and I sling jokes back and forth. First person who laughs loses for this Supreme Victor trophy I hold in my hand. And gorgeous. You know what? Absolutely, it is gorgeous. Some of these will have a holiday theme to them this morning. And yes. Kelly, you can see Kelly's ugly sweater. I resist to use the word ugly. That is a harsh word. Maybe it is.
No, it is a...
It is just a unique... describe what it is real quick.
It's a Yeti wearing a red bikini and Santa hat.
Yes.
Yeah, that's
yes,
Bigfoot.
Yes, it is.
Bigfoot in a bikini.
All right, here we go. You laugh, you lose. I think losers go first. That was me, so... Okay. Kelly!
Yep.
What is a snowman's favorite drink?
What is a snowman's favorite drink?
Bourbon.
Cute. All right. Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
What's green, covered in tinsel, and goes ribbit, ribbit?
What's green, covered in tinsel, and goes ribbit, ribbit?
Yeah.
What?
A mistletoe.
Hey, Kelly, just found out that my wife is getting me a universal remote for Christmas.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That changes everything.
Sure does.
Uh-huh.
Now, not all of these are holiday themed, hey, Ben.
I understand.
How does an Englishman invite a dinosaur for lunch?
How?
T-Rex.
Hey, Kelly, what do you get when you cross a pig and a Christmas tree?
What do you get when you cross a pig and a Christmas tree?
A porcupine.
Okay. All right.
Right.
Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
What song does Beyonce like to perform during the holidays?
Ooh, what?
All the jingle ladies, all the jingle ladies, all the jingle ladies, all the jingle ladies.
Very good.
Yeah.
You laugh, you lose. Kelly, what do you call a dog with no legs?
What do you call a dog with no legs?
Doesn't really matter. Not going to come anyway.
Yeah, probably not. It's going to be difficult. Hey, Ben.
Uh-huh.
Do snow globes ever get scared?
Oh, I don't know. Do they?
No, but they occasionally get shaken.
Huh. Yes, they do. Yeah. Kelly, I sat next to a guy on the plane once.
Yeah.
Pulled out a photo of his wife and he said, "She's beautiful, isn't she?" I said, "If you think she's beautiful, you should see my wife." Mm. He was like, "Why? Is she a stunner?" I said, "No. She's an optician."
Okay.
They work on your eyes.
Yes, thank you. Uh-huh. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Hey, Ben.
Uh-huh.
What's the worst thing to hear your surgeon say during the operation?
What?
Anything. Literally anything.
Oh, well, yeah, you're right.
You'd be awake.
You know, Kelly, I went to visit a psychic yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah, I knocked on the door. She called out, "Who is it?" So I left. Uh-huh.
Yeah. She should know. Yeah. Because she's a psychic. Hey, Ben.
Uh-huh.
Where do you find reindeer?
Where?
Wherever you last left them, I guess.
Hmm. You laugh, you lose.
Uh-huh.
How do you know the boy elves are getting mature, Kelly?
How do you know the boy elves are getting mature?
Well, their bells drop.
Wow. We're starting to get to that line, aren't we? We're starting.
Time's a ticking, Kelly, you know?
Hey, Ben.
Uh-huh.
My husband has forbidden me from making any more breakfast puns.
Oh.
He says if I do, I'm toast. My son keeps egging me on. He's such a ham.
Okay. Hey, Kelly, what do Christmas trees and old men have in common?
What do Christmas trees and old men have in common?
They both smell like pine.
Okay.
Bet you thought I was going to say their balls are just for decoration.
I did. Hey, Ben. Shout out to Kristen for this one.
Uh-huh.
What did the wise men say after giving their gifts of gold and frankincense?
What?
Wait, there's myrrh.
Kelly, did you hear about the guy with five wieners?
No, I did not. That sounds unfortunate.
Yeah, his pants fit like a glove.
Yeah, they did. Yeah, they did. Where do you find those? Do they sell those at the Gap?
Want me to show you?
No. Hey, Ben.
Uh-huh.
Guy says, I just came across my wife's Tinder profile.
Uh-oh.
I'm so angry about her lies.
Oh.
She is not fun to be around.
Ah. Okay.
She's a lying liar.
Okay. Ah. Kelly, why do birds fly southwest for the winter?
Why do birds fly southwest for the winter?
Because they can't afford the train.
Yeah. It's pricey. Hey, Ben.
Uh-huh.
What do you get when you combine a brown chicken and a brown cow?
What do you get when you combine a brown chicken and a brown cow?
Brown chicken, brown cow.
Okay, that's dumb. That's dumb. That's dumb. I'm ending it. Whatever. That's dumb. That is dumb.
Brown chicken, brown cow. But wait, there's myrrh.
Okay. There you are. You laugh, you lose. I don't even know. We're not giving the trophy to anyone. No one deserves
what?
This trophy.
I didn't
you don't
the
deserve
trophy.
The trophy.
Come on now.
I don't deserve the trophy. No one
Listen,
does.
Tim thinks it's good.
Oh,
Tim thinks it's good.
Thanks, Tim.
Tim
Appreciate
thinks that I get
it.
The trophy.
All right, whatever.
He was on your team at first. And then he's like, oh, nope, good one, Kelly.
There
Thank
you go.
You,
you laugh,
Thank
you lose. On 99.7 DJX.
Brown chicken, brown cow.
Uh-huh. All right, setting the bar story time. Kelly, these are...
examples of what not to do or situations we hope you don't find yourself in.
Look, some might say the Edwards' garden is, quote, the bomb.
Okay. Literally.
If you can manage to make it through the day without deciding a missile would be a good lawn ornament, then you're doing okay.
Come on now.
This
like
is...
a real live missile?
Okay, so just,
come on now.
This story is so bizarre. So this couple has lived in the house. The Edwardses has lived in this house since 1982 over in England, right?
Okay.
And when they moved in, there was this 19th century sort of missile just chilling outside their home, and they were like, oh, well, you know, must be a decommissioned World War One sort of relic, maybe a dummy missile used during Navy training exercises, all that sort of thing. And so, you know, over the years, they painted it the same color as their window ledges. And Mrs. Edwards would, you know, accidentally tap it with her trowel while gardening. And they'd,
oopsies, it's fine though.
They'd bump it with shovels and things like that.
Wow. All the while, never really knowing the danger that could have caused?
Yeah, so I mean, it's a missile. They knew it was like a missile. It didn't look like a lawn ornament. It kind of looked like a missile. And so somehow, the police and the bomb squad kind of got wind of this. Literally 40 years later.
Come on.
It took a while.
You're like, oh, maybe we should pay attention to
this. And so they were like, hey, you know what? We're going to have to do something about this lawn ornament of yours.
Maybe it's best we remove it.
And so they did. They removed it and they safely detonated it. But Mr. Edwards was like, it felt like a piece of our lives had gone missing.
It was so familiar. We were used to it being there.
I know, exactly. But it was a literal bomb in their garden. They're chilling there by their front porch.
Guess they're really lucky that nothing happened.
Right, exactly. So the bomb did have a charge still.
Okay. Yeah. Real lucky. All the time. Did a little tap tap.
Right. Exactly. Like, oops, you know, you know, after a while, you know, I could understand after a while, it's just been there. You just kind of pick it up with your hands and you move it or you do whatever, you know,
I'll just weed eat around this thing. Let's spray paint it, make it match.
Right. Hit it with a shovel a couple times.
Yeah.
But anyways, if you can manage to make it through the day without deciding this missile that's in your yard would make a good lawn ornament, you're doing okay.
Holy cow.
Yeah, right.
Well, at least they didn't like on purpose decide to decorate their lawn with a bomb, right? They were just like, yeah, we're just going to make do with what we got.
Yeah. I mean, it was there at the house when they bought it back in 1982. So they think that it literally had been there for over 100 years.
Holy cow.
Yep. And that is your setting the bar story. I know we have gotten into these weird, awkward subjects of who is and who is not on and off the table when it comes to dating. And we've had stories of people who have discovered a long lost brother and reconnected.
Went right to brother instead of like cousin.
Well,
brother.
You remember, like, that has been burned in my memory for years. Like, probably, it's probably been about 10 years, but we talked to a listener who reconnected with a brother that she had, you know,
she connected for the first time.
For the first time, yes.
She discovered that she had. Cincinnati said it was more like a first date than meeting your brother.
Yep, and things happened.
Things happened. There was some brother-sister bonding.
I mean, it was. You know, I mean, how are you going to deny nature?
You can't control the feelings sometimes when you first meet someone.
Right. Now, I'm not going to say that it is brother that's off the table.
I don't think we're in that lane.
I don't think we're in that lane with Danny. Otherwise, she's just going to hang up the phone and we're not going to.
Wait a second. I'm not talking to you psychos. I'm not dating my brother. What the heck is wrong with you?
Oh, shoot.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
All right. Good morning, Danny.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Pretty well. Thank you very much. And thank you for allowing us to give you a call this fine morning. Will you go ahead and tell us what's going on?
Yeah. So I just finished working this fun temp job.
Okay.
And I mean, I don't know. I'm attracted to my boss.
out the gate.
We're both in our 30s, right? Uh-huh. So it's not crazy. He's single. I mean, and that I really want to get to know him better, but I don't know how to go about it really, because like if he was anyone else, I'd invite him for a beer or coffee and, you know, just see what happens.
Sure.
But since I worked for him, I'm not sure if that's going to make him uncomfortable. And I don't know, like, I kind of, if this job comes up again next year, I kind of think I want to work it again too. Like, it was like a good, it could come back, you know? And
okay.
I really liked the work I did. I liked everybody in the office, and I just don't want to jeopardize the professional relationship. But, like, on the other hand, like, it's not like it's kind of slim pickings out there for the good ones. And
got it.
You know, like,
been there.
Yeah. I mean, he seems like a really cool person, and I don't know, I kind of want to get to know him and see what happens. So I'm just trying to, like, is there a way I can go about getting to know him without making things weird between us, you know?
Okay, so you're finding you want the right words to kind of ask him out without risking the relationship you have now.
Yeah, I don't know if there's a way to do it, but like I
yeah. So Kelly, yeah. you're already going to the place where it's cool that she's asking out her boss.
Yes, well, that's the whole point of the call, right? That's we're here.
Isn't that a no fly zone? I mean, how many times on this show have we seen and heard?
But yes, but you're not.
Job, but it's a temp.
Yes,
you're not. Like, temp job. She says
she's not currently working for him.
No, it's a temp job. And right, and again, I just want to describe to you, like, have you been on the apps? It is dismal out there. It's
yeah,
dismal.
No, I get it.
So a girl's got to do what a girl's got to do. I understand.
No,
all right,
Danny. I understand. Yes,
I think if you want, here's what you need to decide. You need to decide how important the job is or how important the guy is. So,
well, we think he's important enough to consider it. Here's my question though. Have you gotten any vibes from him to make you think that he would be receptive?
Yes, I think so.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
But he hasn't crossed any lines, obviously. Like there's no, like it's not a big, it's not like a lot of flirting. It's just like joke. Like I know he likes me as a person. You know what I mean?
Okay, that's a good place to start.
Yeah.
Well, okay. So, all right.
So Ben's already trepidatious. Like he's uncomfortable with this whole scenario, and I'm like, go for it.
I know Kelly's like, shoot your shot, girl. I get it
exactly.
And I'm just saying, if you want the job next year, if you want the temp job next year, maybe this isn't a path to go down. I don't know. A lot can change in a year, and
exactly.
Whatever. Danny, we are getting a bunch of people that are texting in already, and our phone lines.
They could be getting married in a year. I'm just saying.
Okay. Okay. Kelly,
we've
is
got a Michael Graves toaster. We'll give you. Just like.
Kelly is unhinged. Sorry. So anyway,
I'm a romantic.
Yeah, Danny. We got a lot of people that are suggesting. I would also like to hear from people who've been in your position who. Maybe have worked a temp job or worked a job and they're leaving the business and they're like, you know what? Let's go ahead and shoot the shot.
On my way out, I'm going to get me a boyfriend.
And you went right to the toaster. I like that you went right to the toaster.
Well, yeah, we've been trying to unload it for years. I'm just saying.
All right. Well, Danny, good luck. We'll try to give you some more solid advice here in the next few minutes, but
okay.
I'm invested.
But yeah, I mean, keep us posted on what happens.
Okay. All right. I know I like this. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
What do you mean more solid advice? I think it was pretty solid advice. Like, I'm like, why not? Let's do it.
I'm saying if she wants the job again, it may make things complicated.
Okay. So already you've got some people on your side. Julie's never date your boss. Either don't pursue it or get a job somewhere else. Randy says never mix the honey and the money. If you want to work this next year, keep it professional. Nobody likes a mess. Okay, so you got a couple of people that are throwing up the caution flag with you.
Uh-huh.
But I'm saying it's a temp job, right? This is not a career.
You can find maybe. Another temp job. Is
exactly,
that what you're saying?
That's what I'm saying. But you might find your husband with this, okay? And I feel like that possibility outweighs the risk of losing the job.
All right, so we've already heard the naysayers. Anybody make it work? 502-795-1997. Would love to hear your story about that on the way. We have Danny. Danny is a hopeless romantic. She just left a temp job, but wants to date her boss now.
Well, she's trying to be a hopeless romantic, but she's trying to also be cautionary about it. Like, is this a bad idea or should I go for it? You think it's a bad idea. I'm all like, go for it, girl. It's a temp job. It's over now. He's technically not your boss.
I'm just saying, if you want the job again, maybe you don't go down this road. But
well, Shelby says, my husband used to be mine and my sister's boss, married 13 years now.
Okay. Now, I'm not going to, I can't remember the timeline exactly, but my wife and I worked together back in the day.
Nobody was the boss, though, right?
I think I was just a coworker at that time, but I did become like in the management sort of thing maybe soon after, I'm thinking. Anyways, enough about me.
Well, you married her, so.
Yeah, see?
Team romance.
Okay, well, it worked out in my case.
Yeah, so Jessica says, I think she should go for it and just be upfront about it. But if so, I think she needs to give up the idea of the temp job again next year because, number one, if they're still together at the time, she can't work for her boyfriend, you know, as her boss. Number two, if they date and break up before then, just maybe the job is likely a no-go in the future.
Did I not just say that?
But she's still saying, go for it. It's worth it.
Oh, okay.
You're saying it's not worth it. We're saying it's worth it. Brittany says, I didn't have the radio on when the call came in, but Kelly seems to feel really strongly about it, so her enthusiasm has me as Team Kelly. Thank you, Brittany.
All right.
Thank you, Brittany.
Dave, what's your thought?
A job ain't nothing but work, and everywhere's hiring.
Oh.
You know, and it's a temp job.
Yes.
You know, it's not like, I'm a mechanical engineer, and I'm making really good money.
Yeah, this
and
is
I might
career.
Throw this away.
Dream job, yes.
All we know is it's a temp job.
Yeah, your
temp job could be forever love. Yes.
Right. It could be counting the number of boxes on a shelf. You know?
Yeah, she didn't say what kind of job it was.
True.
And besides, you know, she doesn't have to just walk up and be like, hey, I like you. I want to touch your no-no place.
But that would be a good like, opening hey. Line.
I love you. I love you. Well, I love you. I love you.
If he's anything like me, you know, subtle hints don't work. Obvious hints don't work. You have to, you know, be very blatant.
Yes. Yes.
About it.
So, but, Dave, to basically sum it up, you're saying, hey, look, the benefits could far outweigh the risk.
Yes.
Yeah. And also, like I said, she doesn't have to, you know, jump out and be like, yes, let's get married.
Right.
You just be like, hey, I had a great time working with you over the past however long.
See where it goes.
Let's go grab a beer.
I don't do this job.
You and Kelly are kind of in the same camp there.
Dave's
so
romantic. I get it. I like it.
Good deal. Hey, thank you, buddy. I appreciate it.
Appreciate you.
All right. So are we just saying go for it?
Yeah. Stacy says it sounds like she's going to ask this guy out anyway. Her question is what she should say to get him to go out with her and get to know him better and not make it awkward. So I'm with Kelly. Yes, do it. Like she said, it's not a career. Maybe there is some event with other people maybe she could ask him to go out with. Just, you know, again, just ask him out for a beer. Hey, let's celebrate the end of the, you know, my little job.
Yep.
And there we
go. See where it goes.
Yes.
All right. Well, hey, good luck.
Yes, we ask him out. That's what we do.
Okay.
And then we report back.
And we report back. And, you know, next year, who knows? Who knows? Like I said, a lot can happen in a year.
Exactly. All so right. Now are you on team ask him out?
Yeah.
You've crossed over, right?
Yeah, sure.
You've crossed over.
Yes. Ask him out.
Yay!
Absolutely. Ask him out and then keep us posted on what happens.
We'll put your name temporarily on the toaster.
All right. We're going to play a game that's holiday themed this morning called Christmas Karaoke. What we're going to do, and maybe I need to give you an example, but what we're going to do is we are going to sing a song karaoke style, a song that maybe you've heard on DJX 1,000 different ways and times, but in the style of Jingle Bells.
Okay. All right.
All right. So let's first introduce you to Stacy calling us from Cordon. Hi, Stacy.
Good morning.
Hi there. So Stacy's got brown hair, drives a Dodge Charger. Challenger, she thinks.
She thinks.
Is a social worker and has been married for 23 years.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah.
Going the distance.
Stacy. When's your anniversary?
May 6th.
Oh. So do you have like a derby party celebrating your anniversary some years?
No, we actually got married on Derby Day and I didn't realize that it was going to be Derby Day when we picked the date. But
you had no idea?
Oh my
gosh.
And then, at what point were people then like, hey, Stacy, so can you wrap this up before, like, say, 5?
Gotta see the race.
It was all right.
All right. All right. That's good. That's good. All right. So, Stacy, it's Christmas karaoke. Do you want an example, or do you understand how it works?
I think I understand.
That was kind of subtle. Like, I don't need you to sing anymore.
More than
it's
once?
It's going to be necessary.
Wow. Wow. All right. So,
I love it.
So what we're going to need, Stacy, is we're going to need the song, title and artist of this pop song that you've heard probably 1,000 times on 99.7 DJX. But this is performed in the style of Jingle Bells, okay?
This is gonna test how well you know lyrics as opposed to, you know, recognizing a song by its music.
All right. So we'll start. Okay. Here we go. Last night we let the liquor talk. I can't remember everything we said, but we said it all.
Uh-huh.
You told me you wish I was somebody you never met. But baby, baby, something's telling me this ain't over yet. No way it was our last night. I kissed your lips. Gonna make you grip the sheets with your fingertips. Last bottle of Jack, we split a fifth just talking about life. Going sip for sip. Yeah, you know you love to fight.
Oh, that's gonna be a new holiday classic, isn't it?
All right, so... Stacey?
Last Night by Morgan Wallen.
Ah! Yeah, she knew. Oh, she knew it. She knew it.
Oh!
Nailed it. Nailed it.
Look at you.
Wow.
Look at you.
Yes.
Yes.
Well done, Ben Davis. That is a new rendition of that song that I think is going to be now ingrained.
Going to resonate with people?
Brain. Yes.
Oh, man, Stacey. So this is a good...
do another one.
You want to do another one?
Yeah, do another one. You have another one ready?
Yeah, of course I got another one ready.
It sounded like you practiced that one quite a bit, so.
I did. I did. All right, all right. Stacy, we'll do another one. You ready?
Okay.
All right, here we go. Next one. Shouty had them apple-bottom jeans, boots with the fur. The whole club was looking at her. She hit the flow. Hit the flow. Next thing you know... Shody got low, 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 low. Them baggy sweatpants and the Reeboks with the straps. With the straps, she turned around and gave that booty a smack.
Oh,
and
my God.
She hit the flow. You know this one?
Bottom jeans.
I mean...
Not technically the name of the song.
Not
though.
Technically the name of the song. Do you know who sings it?
You know, I used to.
It's also a state.
Kind of, if you just look at it. It's not pronounced.
Oh, man. Like you know what? I should have done that one first. I'd have stumped her.
But that, listen, those lyrics fit so flawlessly into that tune.
It did. All right, I tell you what, we'll give you a hint. It's Flo Rida Low. What do you think it is?
Low. Oh.
All right, there you are. Oh, Flo Rida.
Yeah.
There it is.
He should really change the name of that song to Apple Bottom Jeans, though.
Yeah,
that's
right?
Because
that's what everybody knows what it
is.
Stacy, congrats. You're a winner.
Oh. Wow.
Yay.
Yay.
Yay. Oh, and Ben, kudos to the performance. I mean, really. You know what? I feel like you need to perform those at your holiday parties, your gatherings this season, really impress the family.
I mean,
this is what I do.
This is an opportunity for everybody to grab a karaoke track and perform these songs like this. So anyways, all right, congrats, Stacy. Hang on the line another quick sec, okay?
All right, thank you.
All right.
All right. Oh, she's excited. I could tell she was caught up in the magic.
It's Ben and Kelly. Good morning, 99.7 DJX. BT Dubs today, National Answer the Telephone Like Buddy the Elf Day.
What the heck? Who came up with that?
Buddy the Elf, what's your favorite color? Put that down.
Hello.
What's your favorite color?
Buddy the Elf, what's your favorite color?
What the heck?
So,
who came up with that idea?
Well, if you actually answer a phone in 2023 and beyond, as opposed to letting it go to voicemail, like me.
When was the last time that you actually answered the phone to a number that you didn't recognize?
Oh, to a number I didn't recognize?
Yes.
Oof.
Can't remember, can you?
No.
Yeah.
No,
you don't even answer the phone if you do recognize the person calling you.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. Yeah. I'm not a big phone talker, which seems kind of strange. But anyways,
it's a little weird given what you do for a living.
Yeah, today National Answer the Phone Like Buddy the Elf Day. It's 99.7 DJX. All right, feel good stories. Kelly K.
This is so fun. So there is a local family in a movie now streaming.
Oh.
Shane Taylor and his family, wife Robin, three daughters, moved to Anchorage from L.A. during the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Shane has written or directed 10 films, and he's offered the chance to do three Hallmark movies, but he turned that down to write his own Christmas movie and poke fun at Hallmark movies. So he wrote his first original comedy. It's called The Christmas Classic.
Mm-hmm.
It's PG-13. Released on streaming platforms this month, follows a big city woman played by Malin Ackerman. You've seen her a lot. She was the ex-girlfriend in the Proposal.
Okay.
Starring my boyfriend Ryan Reynolds and Sandra Bullock.
Okay.
Yeah. And she returns to her small hometown. She wants to buy a ski resort, but in order to do that, she's got to beat her sister, played by Amy Smart, in the resort's annual winter game. Sounds pretty fun. Here's the best part. All three of his daughters were cast in the movie. Lola, Samantha, and Charlotte. They're 13, 11, and 5, and they go to Anchorage School.
I thought he was joking. It's like, seriously? You're going to put our daughters that have never acted in a film? And
every year we watch all these Christmas movies, and to see yourself on the big screen is really cool.
They played in the snow and even went sledding, something the trio never experienced in L.A.
I like to fly snowballs and making snowmen.
Isn't that adorable? I mean, they got to have new experiences. They get to be in a movie, and you can see it on Showtime, Paramount Plus, or rent it on Apple TV Plus. It's called The Christmas Classic. And here's the best part. He's already got a sequel in mind called Summer Classic, and it's going to incorporate and be inspired by a lot of Kentucky.
Oh, nice.
So look for that. You can see it at WDJX.com.
Everything was going well. Until I get a text message from my wife that was like, why am I stretched sideways in your photo? So anybody who has posted anything on the internet, be it Twitter, Facebook, Instagram stories, that's what I was trying to do. I was trying to make a post on Instagram stories. And my wife was playing a gig over the weekend. And so it was just a picture of her playing her fiddle. And so it was like an appreciation post, if I may say, right?
But it wasn't flattering.
But what I thought I had posted was a normal photo. And apparently that wasn't the case. So I get that text and I'm like, what are you talking about? I'm like, you look hot. And so she's at work. And so she can't like talk to me at the time. And so she is like showing it to her friend at work, and her friend at work's like, oh, well, I guess, you know, different strokes for different folks, you know, whatever.
Oh boy. Oh boy.
And so,
oh boy.
And so she's like, I'm all stretched out. And I'm like, what are you talking about? And so she texts me a photo. And I'm like, what? Surely no. And so I go to my story and I see, and it's like, and maybe it's me just like not knowing how to internet, but the photo I posted was completely like stretched sideways, and it was zoomed in on like her midriff down to her knees. And so it was the most unflattering anybody.
How did you do that? Okay.
Kelly, I don't know to this day. And I saw it. I was like, oh my gosh. And so I immediately deleted it.
Yes.
Yeah. I deleted it. And I'm like, and I apologize. I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. I had no idea. And it was up there for probably a good 15 minutes. And you know, I saw several people were liking the photo and things like that. And I'm like, okay, this is so, and I text her the photo that I was like, this is what I thought I posted, and it was the normal picture. And
but
so
it
I
wouldn't turn out like that.
Not at all. And so I was scared from that point on of reposting it, thinking that I'd just do it again. And it was one of those things where I was like, okay, I know how to internet. I'm good at knowing what I'm posting, double checking what I'm posting before I hit send or post or whatever.
But how in the world did you get that so bad?
Right, right. Which, you know, immediately I'm thinking, well, it wasn't me. It was obviously a glitch in Instagram that did
this. It was
this.
The internet.
It was the internet that messed everything up for me.
Hacking. Yeah. Yes.
Yes, it was. Yes.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it's like, and it was a story on Instagram. So I had the photo up there and I typed a little caption and I put that on there. So it's not like I just put it up and then hit send without looking at what I was doing. Anyways. Okay. So
that's just bad when it's not only your wife seeing it, but a coworker pointing it out to her. Like,
yeah, yeah. And then her having to bring it to my attention and go, hey, did you mean to post that? Why am I always
need to approve your posts before you try to appreciate me?
Well, why? You know, she was like, why am I all stretched out like that? I'm like,
that is weird.
I was like, stop it. You look hot. And I didn't even know. So anyways, and I was just like, face palm and one of those things.
Did you take a screenshot of it to, you know, just so that we can fully know what you mean?
Oh, I'm not posting it again.
Okay.
No,
all right.
No, not at all. But yes, it's like you take a photo and you stretch it sideways. So
how in the world did that happen, though?
I don't know.
It's very easy to just put the picture in, post, and there you go. And it doesn't alter the shape, size, all the things. I'm still just
blown. I know that. And that's why I'm kind of baffled too. So it's like a normal photo, but if you take it and you just stretch it sideways and zoom in on basically your midriff area.
Uh-huh.
And that's
what it was.
Probably one of the most unflattering photos of anybody.
Yes. And well, it looks like a funhouse mirror.
Right, exactly. And so, and then I just posted it for the world to see. I'm like, hey, look, this is my wife. Hey.
We don't, after we post, we don't check it. We don't look at the post. We just hit send and then go about our business, about our day.
Yeah, that's what I did.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because I thought I had made like an appreciation post, but apparently I didn't. So.
Well, maybe next time we incorporate the best practice. Of
well,
just
I'll know that next time.
At our post, just to make sure, A, that it actually did post and that it didn't fail to post. And then B, that you're happy with how it looks.
Yeah. So what's the most embarrassing thing you've accidentally posted or shared to social media? 502-795-1997. I got a message from Mason who said way back Facebook had a thing where you say your status. You remember that?
Oh yeah. That was kind of how we dipped our toe into Facebook.
Yeah. It was like so-and-so is.
Yeah.
And it was like a status, and that's all it was. It was like you were posting your status. But anyways, getting back to Mason's, he said way back Facebook had a thing where you say your status, but it was right at the top where the search bar would be. So I got a friend's request for my friend's account, which he had obviously, one, created for the sole purpose of creeping on a girl.
Uh-huh.
And two, typed that girl's name into the status bar thinking it was a search function.
Oh, no, 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 no.
And three, just closed the window when it didn't work.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Oh, shoot. That's funny. And so it was just like everybody knew that it was like, okay, so he's.
We know who he's looking at.
Yeah, exactly. On this fake account. Oh, that's funny. Anyways, take some more of your stories. 502-795-1997. You know, you have those moments in life where you hit post and then you realize, oh, gosh, maybe someone pointed it out to you. Like, hey, did you mean to post that? That you're like, oh, and then delete, delete, delete. So
yeah, it's the worst when other people like pointed out.
I know that's the worst.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. So what's the most embarrassing thing you've accidentally posted or shared to social media? That happened to me when I tried to like do an appreciation post for my wife, but it turned out something distorted on the picture, and like she was all stretched out and like you couldn't even see her face, and it was just a mess. Sasha messaged us and said a random reel I was making on Instagram, didn't think it would post, and it did post to my profile. I deleted my whole Instagram account.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, wow.
Oh wow.
Like, you know what? I'm just leaving social media. Goodbye. Goodbye. Amber said, my sister accidentally posted a topless picture on Facebook for 15 minutes.
Oh,
And several friends blew her phone up and was like,
Hey, take the Tatas down.
Oh, shoot. Another Amber said, so I decided to go check out the Facebook group. I regret having children. And And I accidentally shared a post that stayed up for 3 hours on my public Facebook and everybody I know on it.
What? First of all, let's unpack that group for a second. Who joins that kind of group?
I don't know.
That's not something we say out loud, let alone on the internet.
Well,
dang it.
I guess her morbid curiosity got the best of her.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. Now I have to like search for that group. Oh. I'm not going to accidentally join it though. Could
yeah,
you imagine?
Right, right.
Oh,
Tara. Tara said, "I had to use the OMG. My account got hacked, and some trolls started posting. This worked for me, as I once accidentally posted a nude of myself. Got my Tudor and tighties flashing on the screen for about an hour.
Oh my God.
Luckily without my face, but the OMG, no, someone hacked me. Saved me.
Oh, wow. Gosh, those yeah, are my so phone bad. Got hacked and violated and all of my privacy.
Oh, shoot. I don't know if we can count Samuels, because he was the photographer in the whole thing and actually posted it. Do we? Okay, so it's a
wedding.
It's a wedding.
I guess vows, like, you know, the groom and bride can say what they want.
Yeah, and it's like they obviously wrote their own vows.
Yeah.
And
she probably said something really nice. We don't know what she said, but we just get what he said.
I'll promise to smack ass every chance I get. That's all I got.
And he said, that's all I got.
Gosh.
And then he's the only one that laughs. Everybody's just kind of staring at him.
The officiant is like, that's it.
Yeah,
that's,
the officiant.
That's what you're going out with. That's it.
Yeah, and he's like,
are you sure?
He's like, are you sure? Like, he's giving him another shot, and he's like, yeah, I didn't write anything down.
I didn't write nothing down.
I didn't write nothing down. Dude, you didn't find out 5 minutes ago that you were getting married. Like, you couldn't have planned something nice to say about your bride in front of everybody.
Literally typed into ChatGPT, write me some vows.
Yeah.
Wedding vows.
Something.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, I would have died. Just mortified.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. Thank you for passing that along there, Sam.
Yeah, thank you, Sam.
And yes, awesome. We bet the groom wishes you didn't mean to actually post that. But yeah, well done though on TikTok. That one's got like over 16,000 comments on it and everything. So good job on that one. All right. So anyways, if you want, you can always text us 502-795-1997. Something you accidentally posted on social media that only later you realize, oh, whoops. Anyways.
Well, that groom just accidentally didn't come up with any good vows.
Right. Exactly.
The heck?
We've discussed this on the show before. So there's a debate raging right now about which way to face when you're in the shower. Alexandra. She figured out that she showers differently than her mom.
I've just been informed by my mom that there are two ways people shower, and we just realized that we both do the opposite thing. So when I shower, the shower head is behind me, so the water is like on my hair and down my back. Of course, I'll turn around occasionally and like, you know, move around, but she showers primarily facing the shower head, so the water like hits her in the face and down her body. And she's shocked that I do the opposite, and I'm shocked that she does the opposite. I feel like the normal way to shower is with the shower head behind you and you're facing that way. Is anyone else surprised by this?
Yeah.
Yes,
so
I'm surprised by that too, because I do exactly what she does.
You are primarily facing the rear of your shower.
So I'm looking at the wall, shower's behind me. It's running down my back, rinsing my hair, all the things.
Right.
I'm occasionally turning around and all the things, but most of the time it's my back getting the water.
Yeah. And there are several people who are saying, look, the rotisserie chicken method, or the constant rotation being the only way to do it. There are several.
That's a lot of effort, though. I mean, I'm not constantly. I'll get dizzy. I mean, it's really hot and steamy in there.
So I mean, you know what? I typically try to disagree with you whenever, you know, possible.
Why?
But I am going to say that I do the same thing. The shower head is to my back, and yeah. I will flip around and hit the front, but primarily I'm facing the back.
I don't need the water splashing in my eyes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's just easier to lean your head back to rinse your hair when you're washing your hair.
Yeah. All that stuff.
All of that.
Yeah. But I see these things on TikTok that are going viral, and I'm like, we've literally discussed the same thing.
How is this still like a debate?
Well, it's new to new people, you know?
Okay.
You know, I mean, maybe we discussed it on the show 5-6 years ago.
Am I going to have to now ask all of my family members like how they're showering?
Are you normal or unhinged?
Yes. Are you unhinged and facing the shower the whole time? Like, what kind of psycho are you?
So, I will say,
keeping your head forward to wash your hair? Who does that? It all runs in your face and in your eyes. And who needs that?
When I was younger, I was a forward facer.
Really?
Yes. And I even rinsed off the shampoo. I didn't turn
looking
around.
Down?
Yes. Yes. I didn't turn around
at
all.
How did you not drown?
I don't know. I didn't turn around at all. But as I matured and I got older, I developed a better method, and that is literally just turning 180 degrees in the shower, and
a
light bulb went off, and I was like, oh, well, maybe
this is easier.
Maybe this is better.
And I'm not choking.
Yeah, exactly.
And my eyes don't hurt. Yeah.
We'll tweet out the video so you can see it. It's got over like 5 million views. It's insane.
That's crazy.
Yeah, so are you normal or are you unhinged? Kelly Kay.
Okay, so this is kind of amazing. Tez Steinberg rode from California, rode, like as in a boat, from California to Hawaii in his first expedition after a pretty traumatic loss, and that took him 71 days.
I got into endurance sports while going through depression in college, started racing, and it helped me feel better. But as I went farther and farther, I discovered this belief in myself that I'm so much stronger than I thought I was. And then in 2016, after years of racing, my father suddenly died and he actually took his life. After he died, I decided to row across an ocean by myself. I thought, if someone who's not a rower, not a sailor, can row across an ocean, maybe it can also inspire other people to believe in themselves and their potential to change and grow.
Yeah, and so that first trip took him 71 days, and along that trip, he saw plastic floating in the ocean every single day.
Right.
So this time he's rowing solo from Hawaii to Australia to bring awareness to the issue of ocean conservation. And when I say solo, like that means no support boat. Like he's just going all by himself. He's got all the supplies that he's going to need, food and all that stuff.
That is crazy.
Just hoping that he gets good weather and it's smooth sailing. Because that's the thing that you can't predict.
Yeah, in the open ocean, like weather can just change on an instant.
Instantly, exactly. So he's using the same boat he did for the first trip. And hopefully it's going to hold up. And again, going to be smooth sailing and he'll get to accomplish his goal. And again, just prove that he can do something. Like he was not a seasoned sailor or anything like that when he did the first trip.
He's Dang.
Just proven to himself that he can do it and hopefully inspiring people along the way.
All right.
See his story at WDJX.com.
It's Ben and Kelly. Good morning. 99.7 DJX. All right, time for a setting the bar story.
This is an example of what not to do. Mm-hmm. Or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Look, we've probably even uttered the phrase ourselves when we see like a big bug or something like that or something creepy crawling. We're like, burn it down. Burn the entire thing.
Yeah, but it's just an expression. Most of us don't set things on fire.
Yeah, and we should know that spiders are good. And we shouldn't, when we see a spider, try to kill it or harm it in any way because it gets rid of all the other icky, yucky things that we don't want.
Are you saying just leave it in the house, though? That's
yes.
That's what you're saying, right? Really?
Oh, my gosh.
You rehome it. You, like, rehome it outside.
Okay, I mean, if you want to, if the spider is creeping you out, yes, don't kill it. Rehome it for sure.
I would never sleep because I think it would crawl on my face.
But at the same time, I love seeing a little house spider. You know, they're like those little jumping house spider type things?
You are a funny stranger.
I'm saying, when you see a little house spider and you know it's getting all the good stuff, and
no,
you're like, ah,
that's
we're
not
good.
What I'm thinking at all. I'm not thinking happy thoughts whenever I see a spider of any kind in the house. I'm not.
Anyways, we're getting away from the setting the bar story. All right, here we go. If you can manage to make it through the day without blowing up your apartment trying to exterminate a bug, you're doing okay.
Blew it up?
Yeah, this dude in Japan, he was trying to get rid of a cockroach.
Oh, those are ugly. Listen, I've encountered those in like the bathroom before in a former building.
Yeah, well, he tried to use a spray and it was flammable.
Oh, no.
And
was there a candle lit?
And legit, it was late at night and it started a fire and it was enough to blow out a balcony window.
Oh, no.
Yeah, no one was like seriously injured in the blast. So that's good.
Lucky, sounds like.
Right, right. But I guess is a thing over there in Japan because they've received several reports when insecticides and things like that sprayed near outlets caused fires. So, I mean, that's all it was. It wasn't like there was an open flame or anything. It was just like there was an outlet and electricity and all that stuff. So, I don't know.
Who knew?
Yeah. We don't know, however, if the cockroach actually died.
That's not giving us closure.
No, it's not.
Still be running around the apartment going, ha ha, missed me.
I know. It could be running around causing more chaos and all that.
No.
So, again, there are ways to get rid of bugs and things like that. Lighting the thing on fire, probably not a good thing.
Well, it doesn't sound like they actually intended to do
that. No, he didn't try to do that. No.
Right.
No. But be careful, I guess, around outlets and...
Well, that's a cautionary tale that maybe we didn't know to tell.
Yeah. Well...
Now we do.
Here we are. That is your Setting the Bar story on 99.7 DJX. Welcome to the week where we do as minimal work as possible leading into the holidays. I'm going to go take a nap, I think.
Are you at, 45%?
maybe less. I mean, I didn't get in till last night until midnight. Didn't get to bed till probably close to 12:30 or so. So, yeah, the 3 hour and 15 minute sleep last night. Probably not enough to sustain me for the entire day, but
probably need a little power nap.
Yeah, maybe just a little nap. But you know what? Hey, you know, we're leading into the holiday, and is anybody really working that hard to the holidays?
No, I'm putting in minimal effort. I'm just trying to get by.
Yeah, I feel like the next couple weeks are definitely going to be everybody's like, you know, we'll get to it later. We'll get to it later.
After the holidays.
Yeah, we'll get to it after the holidays.
And we're officially in that zone now.
And that week between Christmas and New Year, that's still the holidays.
Yeah, exactly. Just like nothing is happening at that point either.
No,
we're being not productive.
Everybody's like, yeah, you know what? We'll get to it after the holiday. And then really, after New Year, you got to think, okay, well, we can't jump right back into it.
No, January 2nd, though, is kind of harsh because that's when you're supposed to kind of start getting back into real life, but it happens to be my husband's birthday.
Yeah, well, I mean, so I would say really let's not expect anybody to actually do anything until January 8th.
Okay.
Give it another week.
I can agree with that. I can agree with that.
So we're starting on a good 3 week run right now.
Oh, I like it.
Oh, I like it too.
And listen, we're going to be kind of throwing out there we like to recap like the year and do some fun stuff. So lots of reasons to still tune in to us, even though we might be taking some time off to be with family, cruising towards the end of the year. But we're still going to find like some of the funniest, the best, the most talked about moments that we'll be sharing again on the show. Maybe missed it the first time.
Yeah. What Kelly is saying is if you are working or checking out the show, know that we are still going to be delivering the content that you have known to expect from
us. Exactly. We are not taking a break on the radio.
All right.
Still going to be your Ben and Kel.
All right, cool. A lot of stuff to check out up on the website, by the way. Everything from Demi Lovato celebrating an engagement to this story about the whole Mini Driver, Ben Affleck, and Matt Damon story about Good Will Hunting, which that movie kind of launched Ben Affleck and Matt Damon's career.
Well, yeah. I mean, back in the day, they were just kind of like bit players until like they wrote this screenplay for Good Will Hunting, kind of like some no names at the time, and they end up winning Best Original Screenplay. Minnie Driver played Matt Damon's character's love interest.
Uh-huh.
But there was some backstory.
Yeah, I
backstory.
I saw this last week, and I was
maybe you were unaware of the backstory of that movie.
Yep, the behind the scenes is kind of interesting. So yeah, that's up at the website as well, WDJX.com. All right, what else, Kelly?
I've got it.
All right, we have more Pete Davidson tickets to win tomorrow. You can try your chance at those right around 8 o'clock tomorrow. Otherwise, have a good one. We'll talk to you then.
Okay, bye.